And I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from Yellowstone National Park as the National Park Service turns 100 years old. This is Here and Now. And right now, Meghna, we are sitting at the Old Faithful Inn, which has been here since 1904. The park was made the first national park in 1916. And we are looking out right in front of us, about 250 yards in front of us, is Old Faithful. Now, it's just steaming at the moment. I think it's about to go off maybe in the next half hour or so. It erupts about every 90 minutes, and we're hoping that during the show we'll be on the air for another eruption. And there are geysers also to our left and behind us. They're on their own schedules, but the energy that causes the eruption comes from the same place, which is a huge supervolcano that is underneath us.
Yeah, don't the geysers understand radio clocks? They need to do it while we're on the air. But in addition to that, Yellowstone has got a lot of great, beautiful wildlife as well.
Yeah, grizzly bears and bison. There was a bison hanging out near us this morning. You're not supposed to get close, and we did not. But a whole lot to talk about as the Park Service turns 100 on our live broadcast from Yellowstone, and we will do that. But right now, let's talk politics for a few minutes. Donald Trump seems to be wavering on one of his biggest campaign staples. That would be immigration. He is in Ohio tonight for a rally. Hillary Clinton in California for an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live and for a fundraiser. And joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
It's great to have you. And I want to start with a clip of Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, talking about immigration with CNN's Dana Bash yesterday.
As the weeks unfold, he will lay out the specifics of that plan that he would implement as president of the United States.
Will that plan include a deportation force, the kind that he talked about during the Republican primaries?
To be determined.
To be determined, Ron, what is that about? And remind us, not just about the deportation force, but what Trump has proposed when it comes to immigration.
Jeremy, the key of the Trump policy on immigration is to put illegal immigration to an end as a problem, as an issue, as a concern for the nation. He wanted to build and has said many, many times that he will build a wall across the entire border of the United States and Mexico. And this particular policy has been absolutely key to his success in the Republican primaries. Deportation voters, that is to say, voters who favored not only a wall with Mexico, but the deportation of all illegal immigrants in the United States today, made up the majority of people who voted for Donald Trump in almost every primary state.
So if he moderates that position, and by the way, forgive the delay and the sound quality here, we are, you know, very far away from internet and any of that kind of stuff, but if he is to moderate that position, is he going to lose his base?
It is a keep your word issue for Donald Trump's voters. And it does not only speak to immigration, which, as we know, is a tremendously important issue to these voters. They did favor a deportation force to round people up, put them on buses, and get them out of the country. Not only does it matter on that particular issue, but it also goes to a world of other issues, most particularly Supreme Court appointments, because people have questioned in the Republican Party whether or not Donald Trump would really appoint true Antonin Scalia-type conservatives to the Supreme Court. He says he will, but if he were to change his position on something as high-profile as immigration, then those questions are going to arise again, and there'll be real unease among serious ideological conservatives.
So, Ron, we've been hearing about the idea of a pivot in the Trump campaign, and not just on policy, perhaps, but also on his tone. But then he sent these tweets today aimed at MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. And here's one of them. Quote, someday when things calm down, I'll tell the real story of Joe and his very insecure longtime girlfriend, Morning Mika, two clowns. And in another, he called Brzezinski a neurotic mess. Is that a pivot, or what's going on there?
You know, there's really been a mixed signal coming from these new people at the top of the Trump campaign, just brought on last week or promoted last week within the Trump organization. And it's clear that Kellyanne Conway, whom we heard from a moment ago, is there to soften his image with certain kinds of voters. try to get some Hispanic votes, try to get some African-American votes, and mostly to try to moderate his image among white college-educated women who usually vote Republican but right now are not voting for Donald Trump. Then he also has a new chairman of his campaign, a new CEO of his campaign in Steve Bannon, and his job is to continue the reputation Donald Trump has had for shredding his enemies. So I think we're seeing some of both.
Ron, I want to ask you about one more thing real quick here. There's some news today from a Texas judge who granted a nationwide injunction on the Obama administration's guidance on transgender bathrooms. What does this mean?
It means that a lot of schools are opening this week and next week in a lot of confusion about this particular policy. They know that they've been told by the federal government back in May that transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their chosen gender identity. Many of them, though, with this one judge in Texas making this ruling, will decide to stay just where they were and tell them they had to use the bathroom that's on their birth certificate.
We'll keep watching. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy. Give my best to Old Faithful.